Chelsea, it's great to speak to you. You played for the ANZ, you made the national team in the past for Australia, and who can forget winning the World Cup in 2011? How keen are you to be passing on that experience to the England squad?
There's other girls, obviously, that have experience in their own way, but hopefully I'll be able to pass on a few things and, I guess, change the winning culture of England. I know myself I need to work on a lot of things, and for me, I just want to get to know the girls, get to know how they play, the combinations, and I guess really engross myself in England netball and the Roses.
I mean, Australia is a national team, a number one for a reason, really, and I kind of get the impression that the mentality there is, we've already won this before we go into the game. Would you say it's something you'd agree with? How accurate is that?
Well, I think if you need, you look at the Diamonds, they've got a very strong winning culture, and so it's in their mentality that they know how to win and they do it consistently. So I feel any team who is able to put back-to-back performances year in, year out will have that outlook on themselves that they can beat any team, and that's just something, it becomes a habit. Winning has to become a habit, and it doesn't happen overnight. It needs to be consistent, and that's something that hopefully the Roses will be able to start transitioning into and making sure that we continuously win and we're a force to be reckoned with.
How much have you seen England's national team progress since Tracy took it on?
I think with the full-time program, they're headed in the right direction. I think the fitness of the girls and the quality that they're putting out there has been great. Obviously, results haven't shown that, but for someone that has a netball eye, you can see that the quality is lifting. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's definitely the right direction, and Tracy has that vision, and I think you'll start seeing results peaking in time for the upcoming Commonwealth Games and World Cup, because obviously you've got to lead into that, and you've got to find your squad, find your team, and it's hard work. I wouldn't want to be in a head coaching position, but I think she's definitely got the right direction.
Can you see that we're getting towards a more tactical squad?
Yeah, no, definitely. The full-time program is the way to go. The more contact you can have as a head coach and with the girls, and also the girls getting their combinations, the more confident they're going to be able to change things up if things aren't going well, and having, I guess, a bit more in your toolkit and your repertoire to be able to have a bit of versatility to a team.
England fans will obviously remember you well from your season at Thunder. How much did you enjoy that?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. I think when I came over to play for Manchester Thunder, I was at a time in my career where I wasn't exactly loving my netball. And I came over here and it was just a breath of fresh air for me. I got that love, that passion back, and it gave me the drive to be like, no, actually, I want this. I want to get back to my peak and get back to my best. So I think for me that was the best thing for me to do. And Thunder, like, it's such a great franchise. The girls were lovely, and it taught me a lot about what I need in my game and that I didn't have at the time. So I'm still learning from that experience, and I draw back on that quite a few times. I did this season just gone.
While you were here as well that season, it was around that time that playing for England first sprung to people's minds. Mm-hmm. Why was the time right now?
I think just personally, in my personal life, I wasn't ready to step away and take a bit of time in another country and be separated from my family and partner. So I think now's the right time for my headspace. I know some people will be like, don't understand that, but for me, I needed to be in the right place and want it. I wasn't saying I didn't want it, but I wasn't able to give it 100%, and I don't think that's fair on anyone. But now I'm 100% committed to wanting to play international, wanting to represent England. That's where I want to be, and this is where I want to be. So I guess that's why it held off, and as well as selection. So there's many different factors, and now's the right time for me, which I think is better for the England program, that I can give them more. Once I made the decision, it was the easiest thing ever. It's such an honour to play for them. Like, I obviously haven't pulled on the red dress yet, but I already have such a sense of pride wearing the England kit when I'm at training and knowing that, like, this is my dad's heritage and it means so much to him. So I'm so excited, and I just can't wait to, like, play. And I know I've found Australia and everything, but part of my heart is definitely here because I'm such a daddy's girl. And so it's extremely exciting, and it wasn't a hard decision once I knew where I wanted to go with my netball.
So that wonderful research tool called the internet, couldn't you have played for the Silver Ferns as well?
Yes,
was that an option?
Obviously, like, I looked at all options of where I wanted to head, and having familiarity with Tracy Neville and a few of the girls obviously had a draw card to it. And I feel like I hope to think, and I hope the girls around me, that I have something to add, and it's not just about my playing, the way I play the game, but things outside of netball, and whether it's advice or just a different point of view coming in, fresh eyes, fresh mind. So I look at it in that way, and so I think England is the best fit for me, and you know what, they want me, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, the World Cup's over here in Liverpool in 2019. Just remember you're a Rose now, okay? I don't want you to go anywhere else.
No, I won't be going anywhere.
Tracy is obviously well respected in the game over here. What she brought to your game compared to others throughout your career?
Tracy's definitely taught me how to recycle the ball. So I'm a player who loves to go direct, get rid of the ball within the first second of touching it, and want to get to a shot. But Tracy's brought that patience into my game of, it's okay if it takes 4, 5, 50 extra passes to a shot, it still equals 1 point. And I think she's very direct with her feedback, which for me I love, because there's no fluff. There's nothing I need to question if she was meaning something else. So she's definitely someone who's teaching me a lot of things on the style of England play. So hopefully I can display that when I do get a chance to step on court, that I'm putting into processes the things she's working with me on.
And you've been training with everybody the last couple of weeks. How have you been getting on?
Yeah, like the girls were so welcoming, and I was so nervous. It felt like it was my first day of high school. But they were so lovely, welcomed me in, and we were straight to it. I think after the first week, I couldn't walk properly because the training was so hard. But no, it's been really good. Like, obviously, it doesn't happen overnight, combinations, and myself being an attacker, just a couple of miscommunications, but that's going to happen. And it's worked. Like, I'm really enjoying it. I absolutely loved being in camp for the last 2 weeks, and I just can't wait for Monday to happen and start training all over again.
And I mean, the nice thing is as well, there's the more established players like Amma and Jade and Jeeva. What have you made of some of the youngsters, like Rachel Shaw, the two Nats?
Yeah, they're such nice girls, but they've just got such raw talent. I guess I call them little rabbits, go-go rabbits on court. They just never stop, and they've got that tenacity and that relentlessness that you really need, especially as mid-quarters. And I love that Nat, she's so cool, calm and collected in the goal attack bib, and then can easily switch over to the wing attack bib. She's just got great vision and skill with the ball. So it's been really fun getting to know those girls and work with those girls throughout the past 2 weeks.
And the game v Diamonds at the SSE on the 5th, it's going to be a special game. I imagine Shani and Caitlin will be trying to psych you out, or will they be first on the phone saying, well done, at the end of the game after the victory?
I haven't even really thought about it. I think because for my mind processes, I've got 2 big games prior to that and a lot of travel in between. So I think come that 3rd game, I have no idea how I feel, but I just know that when I've come up against my best friends in the past, whether it be at ANZ or somewhere else, you always want to actually not beat them up as such, but on court be the better player to your friends and have that bit of competitiveness. And always after a game, you're always going to be lovely and congratulate your friend. And hopefully we can take it to the Diamonds and really show them a new style of netball. And as well, like obviously Norma Plummer's the South Africa coach, and Plum and I have a really great relationship. So I get to see it. And also the Kiwi girls, I've played with a few of them. So I get to catch up with a lot of them, but obviously I want to smash them.
Let's have a quick look at the new National Netball League over in Australia and New Zealand. You're obviously going to be playing for the Thunderbirds. How are things looking? Looking forward to it?
I had a solid pre-season hit out before Christmas with the girls, and we're working really hard on our fitness base and our basic skills, and it was really great. And obviously I haven't had contact time for this month at the moment, but they seem to be tracking really well. Dan is an amazing head coach, and he's all inclusive about relationship base and working for each other, and that really resonates with me. So I've enjoyed the 2.5 months I've had in Adelaide so far, but obviously that's all well and good. We need to see how we're going to shape up come round one.
I was going to ask you about Dan, because I just wondered how he is these days.
No,
is he keeping
great.
Well?
Yeah, he's great. I think he definitely misses Manchester and the UK, because he absolutely fell in love with over here, but he's great. He's
And you can't get away from Amber and Jade neither, can you?
No. We're going to be BFFs for life now.
Magpies are kind of making a bit of a noise about this season. You've got a fairly strong squad anyway. So yeah. What's the approach? Are you going to kind of try to just go under the radar a little bit and then...
Yeah, I think I quite like the underdog tag. Obviously, there's been a lot of movement this year, and with the adding of three extra teams, and obviously already people like Magpies are going to be the winners because they have such a strong, almost full international lineup. But it's completely different representing at an international level and then at a club level having to be around each other week in, week out. So we'll see how that pans out. But I don't even know what... I know they're not in our first three rounds, so they're not even in my thoughts. Obviously, when it comes to the season starting, I'll do my video analysis on round games and everything. But until they're 2 to 3 weeks from being played against them, I'm not going to pay much attention.
Over here, partnerships are now just starting with the rugby clubs and the netball teams. It's almost kind of what Tamsin's trying to do with Wasps.
Yeah, no, I think like any male sport, well, not any, but most of them are very privileged for being professional full-time. They have the facilities that are top-notch, and girls sort of just try and scrape in. So netball's definitely heading in the right direction of almost becoming full-time with the salary cap increase. But I think the best way for us to try and tap into being more professional is going through down the male avenue. And it's not riding behind their waves in their wake. It's just teaming up with them and understanding that both are trying to achieve a common goal, which is win a premiership. So why not work together and help each other? And I think that's the way netball, I think especially, is heading. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as netball doesn't ever lose their identity.
Quick word on Tanya Hoffman as well. Were you together at Pulse?
Yeah, so she was my assistant coach. So Hoffy, she is absolutely amazing. The Surrey girls are going to love her. She just is a thesaurus of netball information, and she just knows the game. She's so technical and tactical that even the most experienced players will learn something of her. So I can't wait to see how she goes. And I noticed she's got a pretty good import this year in Megan. So it'll be very interesting to see how they go. I think she'll just bring a different style of game. She's a New Zealander. She's a premiership winning coach in the league at home. And so she's going to bring something that they don't know, whether it's a different style of one-on-one defence or attacking, because we all, like New Zealand, Australia, Jamaica, Malawi, whoever you're playing, England, we all have our own style of play. So she'll bring that Kiwi influence into her team, and hopefully the girls add it, tweak it and make it work for them.
You'll be flying out to South Africa on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
To complete the series, you'll be back over here in Liverpool and London. How much of a part would you like to play in the games?
How long's a piece of string? Well, for me, like obviously, I'm competitive. I want to play. I want to be on court. So I've got my sights set to put out training performances to make the starting seven. And if not, when I do get on the court, whenever that is, I'm going to grasp it with two hands and do my absolute best, which anyone who steps out on the sporting arena wants to do their best. So I'm under no illusion that it's not going to be given to me, and it's going to be hard fought to get a wing attack bib or wherever Tracy sees me. But yeah, I want to play. I'm not going to say I like sitting bench. No one likes sitting bench, but I understand that that's a part everyone has to play in a team. But I want to be playing.
And what's the prep like?
It's quite full on. You do your video analysis. You have the court works. You still keep up with your fitness and your weights training, and you sort of taper off the day before, and then you have like a little hour run through the morning of the game, and then it's gung-ho. So everyone's different with how they mentally apply themselves before a game. Some are quite hyper, some are very mellow. So it'll be interesting too to see how the change room vibe is leading into our first game.
And before you fly out, you just want to make sure that you're looking sharp and you make sure you've had your hair done.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's going to drive you through to get the results as a team?
I think, like the girls, obviously, that were a part of the recent Jamaica series aren't too happy about what they put out there. Obviously, they want to rectify that, but you can say you can concentrate on South Africa, New Zealand and Australia as much as you want, but we need to focus on us and what we can control and what we can do. And I think if we just accept that things aren't going to go right 60 minutes of the time that we are in control every second centre pass we get. So we just need to make sure that we've got ball in hand, that we're smart and deliberate with our movements and play safe, smart, boring netball that no one likes to see, but it wins games.